First, I hope that anybody in attendance understands that the opiate epidemic needs all forces on deck, from our national to our state to our local leaders, but also for the community to understand the impact that the opiate issue has in every neighborhood of every community. And so I hope we can leave here with solutions that are action-oriented and quick, because every day we're losing people. Young people are dying. Old people are dying. I mean, this doesn't have any discrimination for age, race, socioeconomic background. So we need everybody to get together and help.
I would consider you being one of those people right there on the ground as this is going on. Why is it that it's come to the forefront so much in recent, maybe past year or two?
Well, actually, in Lorain County, we've started watching this since 2012. When the coroner came to drew to our attention that the overdose deaths rose from 10 to 22, and then the next year they jumped into the 60s. So, when people die, it raises eyebrows. With the stigma of addiction, before people thought that, it doesn't kill anybody, it's just a suffering that an individual may have. It's impacting families to the point where we have now grandparents raising their grandchildren from the overdose situations, crime related due to the overdose, the opiate issue. And, everybody has a role. Again, 4 out of 5 heroin users started with prescription medications given to them by a physician. So bringing the medical community into this conversation and ensuring that we can educate ourselves as patients and consumers of medical care to also understand the addictive properties that some of these medicines that came out, back in the 90s, OxyContin was initially offered for cancer pain management. Now it's being offered to an athlete who tears his knee on Friday night football. And again, it's effective, but it does have addictive qualities. And if it's not managed right, that's when we often see the opiate epidemic coming to forefront.